Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called A Child of Books. And this story was written by Oliver Jeffers and Sam Winston, did the art. And I cannot wait to read it to you because it is a beautiful story. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. So the very first picture that we see has an ink well, which is a container where you would put ink, okay? Like a little well that you dip into, a very fancy pen that you would dip into the inkwell to use when you were writing, and then a beautiful piece of paper. And so, let's read it. Today's story is read by Mommy and a balloon that's having the air let out of it. A snake. Pan, a very hot pan that's sitting on top of the... Something just exploded. I don't know what that was. It's hissing. And then it explodes. Oh, I know what you are now. You're a... You're a creeper from Minecraft, huh? Yeah. All right. So today's story is read by Mommy and a creeper from Minecraft.
I am a child of books. I come from a world of stories.
And in the picture, we see that that piece of paper that we saw before has been turned into something. What has it been turned into? A raft sail. And there's a raft and there's a little girl sitting on the raft. And she's using that piece of paper as a sail.
And upon my imagination, I float.
Wow. And she is floating on a sea of words. If we turn the book sideways, we can see there's a lot of words here. So many. In fact, I don't even know where we would start, but it looks to me like they are chapters or paragraphs taken from other books because some of the words are regular ink, and then there are some that are bold ink so that they pop out. And the words that are in bold ink are The Voyages of Dr. Doolittle, Robinson Crusoe, The Swiss Family Robinson, The Count of Monte Cristo, Kidnapped, Gulliver's Travels, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Now, if you're anything like we are, you might recognize some of those names as Disney movies, but they're more than that, they're from books. That's right, these are all classic books. And when you're older, you can read them. They're so good. I have read every single one of them. My personal favorite might be Kidnapped. It's really good. It's a nail biter.
I have sailed across a sea of words to ask if you will come away with me,
she says. And in the picture, we can see she has ridden this wave of words with her boat and the piece of paper as her sail, and she looks down at a boy who looks up at her.
Some people have forgotten where I live,
she says. And we can see the boy who's looking back inside his house where his father or grandfather or somebody is reading serious stuff, the facts, business important things. And he's got a bunch of numbers on his eyes because he's looking at the facts.
But along these words, I can show you the way,
she says. Now, when we look at what she has done now, the waves have gone, and she's got her hand out, and the boy is thinking, shall I go with her? And he's thinking, maybe I will. And she's going to take him down. In fact, there's a line of words coming from his house as a pathway that's leading them away. And again, we see all the words are regular ink, but there is one set of words that sticks out in a dark, bold ink. And it says, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Now, if you don't know anything about that story, it starts out with a little girl falling down a rabbit hole. And so now we can see, here goes the girl climbing down.
We will travel over mountains of make-believe.
And up they climb, and up they climb in mountains of words. And we can see one of these words, again, is the dark font. Super dark, bold words. And it says, can you read it?
Peter Pan and Wendy.
Peter Pan and Wendy.
Discover treasure in the darkness.
Whoa. And now in this page, we see a lot of really dark font because it's a cave. All the words have been stamped on top of each other until we have a beautifully dark cave with a treasure in it even. Don't you see? Mm-hmm. And there are some words that are light. And they say,
if it comes to a swinging, swing all, say I. Hang the treasure, it's the glory of the sea that has turned my head.
What does that make you think of? Pirates, right? Those definitely sound like pirates to me. And we can see in the picture all the different pirate stories that are written.
We can lose ourselves in forests of fairy tales.
And boy, can we. Let's see, some of these books are turned on their side so they look like trees. And the children are playing a game among the trees of books. And from the books come titles. There's Little Red Cap, which means what? Little Red Riding Hood, yeah. Hansel and Gretel, The Golden Goose, The Golden Bird, Tom Thumb, Snow White and Rose Red, Beauty and the Beast. There's so many great stories here.
And Escape Monsters in Haunted Castles.
Wow. There is a big monster here. And he says, Frankenstein on him. But the children are escaping the castle on a rope made out of words.
What does it say?
It says, I am alone, children of the night.
Very scary looking monster, but he might actually just be a lonely monster, don't you think? He's checking him out.
We will sleep in clouds of song.
Oh, wow, they are sleeping in the clouds. And we can see that they're listening to beautiful music. There's Brahms' Lullaby and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and Hush-a-bye, Baby.
And shout as loud as we like in space.
Ooh, and then there's Around the Moon. Lots of good books about space, to be perfectly frank with you.
For this is our world we've made from stories.
And we can see a lot of cool looking art and concepts coming from stories. The Three Musketeers. Well, I can see somebody named D'Artagnan, and he's a character from Three Musketeers. Yeah. And there's pirates, and there's playing cards from Alice in Wonderland, and a big whale from Moby Dick. That's a story about a man who goes hunting for a whale.
house is a home of invention.
And in the picture, we see the girl in her home. And all the other houses on the street are gray and boring, but her house is brightly colored and has all kinds of things painted on it because she is a child of books and she comes from a world of stories
where anyone at all can come.
And we can see all of the houses on the street actually turn into books. There's the secret garden and Heidi, and he's holding a book too. And it says, "For imagination is free." And that is so important to understand, my friends. When we read books, we build worlds full of imagination. And then we can be more imaginative. That's why it's one of the best things in the world. And it is also the end.